Good morning, I'm Clark Ramsey, and welcome to What Do You Think? Craig Routson is off this week, so yours truly is filling in. On today's program, we are discussing all things maritime. The Harbor Beach Maritime Festival starts tonight, in fact, and we have the vice chair of the festival joining us. That's Samantha Schnettler. And Samantha, why don't you tell us who today's sponsor is?
Today's presentation of What Do You Think? Is brought to you by Clark Ramsey Agency of Farm Bureau Insurance. When the family and future means the most, give Clark Ramsey a call. Farm Bureau Insurance, 989-375-4598 or clarkramsey.com.
That's right. Well done. A true natural right here. We'll be back right after this on AM 1340, The Thumb's Hottest Country. In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this. I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. And welcome back to What Do You Think on AM 134 Radio, the voice and the choice of the upper thumb. I'm Clark Ramsey filling in for Craig Routson this week, and next to me, Samantha Schnettler, and we're talking all things maritime. Samantha Schnettler is the vice chair of this year's Maritime Festival. And in fact, I guess you could say I'm chairman of the festival, so this should be quite interesting for everyone. It's basically a paid programming for the next 40 minutes, but we'll work with it. Samantha, how are you doing today?
Wonderful, Clark. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming. All right, well, for those who don't know, Harbor Beach has a festival for the past 13 years, this weekend after the 4th of July, called the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival. This is indeed the 13th year, and we've had professional jet ski races. It actually started out as a celebration. I don't know if you know this. It started as a celebration for the lighthouse. We were supposed to gain ownership in 2000.
I did not know that.
Yes, it was started as a celebration because the Harbor Beach was supposed to get the ownership of the lighthouse in 2000. That finally happened in 2010. So in the meantime, we just had a big old party. Of course, it's an always free, no charge admission party, and even with a bring your own concept. Samantha, you are originally from North Carolina, am I correct?
That is correct.
And this will be your third or fourth maritime?
This is my fourth maritime.
Fourth maritime, indeed. And when you first came to Harbor Beach, what was your first thoughts on the Maritime Festival?
Oh, it's fabulous. There's so much going on down at the beach. It's a true celebration of everything that Harbor Beach has to offer as far as the beachside goes, the water. And the bring your own concept was really something fabulous that stands out compared to other festivals that have a beer tent or similar.
And it really is just a true big party for the whole family to get together for. It's pretty neat, especially with the stage right on the beach. And just free admission, come on down. There's plenty of events the whole time. But so that was the history of the Maritime. Now, of course, there's always a car show on Sunday. There's a lot of good things that go on throughout. And it's actually grown to a festival that starts tonight, Wednesday, all the way to Sunday, with a Maritime kickoff party at Smalley's Bar and Grill in downtown Harbor Beach. And in fact, you'll be able to see the giveaway vehicle for WIW right in front, the show truck with red flames all over the baby and cherry red. All right, well, so the festival started out as 3 days, and it seemed like every single Sunday of the festival, except for the first year, it always rained. So it was always interesting to try and program for a Sunday. Then it grew into Thursday with the bocce tournament, and this year now, how many teams do we have, Samantha?
55 teams will be competing in
our bocce tournament. You heard it right, 55 teams at this year's bocce tournament. That is a great event. It goes on tomorrow. We actually had to cut off registration because we had just too many darn teams to go. We have 18 courts rolling for this year. Now, Samantha, why don't you take us through 2012? It was a kind of a time for change. Everyone kind of agreed it was time for change. We've had professional jet ski races for that point for 12 years. And at one point, Harbor Beach was home to the world's largest single jet ski race with the Can-Am Cup between Canada and America. But since that point,
yes, as exciting as that was, the opportunities just weren't as abundant this year. And we wanted to guarantee that there would be blowout events for people of all ages. So in planning for this year's Maritime Festival, we looked into alternative options for activities and events that still focused on maritime, still focused on the waterfront that we do have. We have planned some excellent water events that have never happened in Harbor Beach, and I'm willing to bet have not happened in the Thumb.
That's a bold statement. And I'm willing to back it up for you, in fact.
Excellent.
No, it's especially with the jet ski races, I mean, how it works is the city of Harbor Beach would have to pay for basically a promotion fee. And that was roughly anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 in the past. And what that does, it basically gets you promotion to get the national organization of jet ski races to Harbor Beach. That does not guarantee a single jet ski racer. It's basically whoever in the tour wants to come to Harbor Beach would have to pay their own way.
It's essentially a gamble.
It's a very large gamble. Unfortunately, in the past year, the price went up from $6,600 last year to over $10,000 this year. And of course, with the low water levels, we were also concerned we need to book it back in February. I think everyone can remember what February waters look like.
Absolutely. That was a little nervous.
Yeah, a little bit. And then just, especially with interest at an all-time low, it went from the pier, the Trescott Street Pier right down to the beach being absolutely packed the whole time to let's walk out the pier, watch some races for 5 minutes and walk back.
Well, and as a committee, when we looked at the amount of dollars that we would spend on that gamble and then assessed what we could do with that money otherwise to involve more people, to provide more activity, to us it was a no-brainer.
Exactly, and we just felt it difficult to spend that much taxpayer dollars. Well, I should say the entire festival is actually created by sponsorship dollars. I believe it's roughly around a $30,000 budget, and it's brought to you strictly by donations. The city of Harbor Beach does have an allocation, but for 13 years right now, we have never touched the city of Harbor Beach allocation. It goes right back into the general budget. Now, Samantha, I am looking at an absolutely beautiful 17 by 11 brochure for this year's Maritime Festival. Why don't you tell me, this is something new, I presume.
Absolutely. We decided to revamp the festival brochure. You know, we wanted a layout that was attractive and fun, but also showcased the vast amount of events that we had. And we feel that this year's brochure is easier to use, is easier to see what events are taking place at what time without having to read through line by line every event. We've also highlighted our food and beverage vendors that are going to be available at the beach. There's a map on there, as well as something we've not talked about yet. At the 2013 Harbor Beach Maritime Festival, we are going to be giving away an iPad Mini.
Oh!
And part of your opportunity to win this iPad Mini includes the brochure. We're inviting anyone to take a picture of themselves with the brochure and post it on Facebook, tag the Maritime Festival, and that counts as one of your entries to win this iPad Mini, in addition to taking a survey that we will be offering down at the beach.
So you're saying there's a lot of different ways that you could win this iPad Mini, which was being brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance.
Absolutely, Clark, you're right. There are many opportunities to win the iPad Mini, from taking your photo to taking the survey. There will also be some other fun opportunities down at the beach throughout the festival. And we will have a team of people going around and making sure that our festival goers understand how they can win and are entered to win.
And that was a really... Samantha, you actually came up with it, I believe. It was the iPad.
Well, you know, we should utilize the technology that's available to us. And we think that this is a great way to not only capture comments and feedback from our audience and attract new ideas, but also reward those for giving up their ideas to us.
And I just got word, we are streaming online, of course, now on WIW AM 1340 as well as 1340 Radio. And we have listeners all the way from St. Joe, Michigan listening. So thank you for those in St. Joe. All right. Now, the one thing that I really love about the survey that we'll be conducting at the Maritime Festival is it's just priceless data that we'll be receiving for that. Like when you go to Disney World or if you go to Epcot or if you go anywhere with large park, you'll always see that team at the exit or somewhere during the festival or inside the grounds asking how your time was, what you liked, what you didn't like, what would you like to see. And I feel that's just the most valuable information that we can gain for next year's festival.
Absolutely, Clark. That raw data is something that I feel we've missed in the past, and getting answers directly from those that are coming to the festival is important to make sure that we're meeting the needs of people that are there.
Without a doubt. All right, well, you're tuned to What Do You Think with Craig Routson. I'm Clark Ramsey, filling in for this week with Samantha Schnettler on All Things Maritime. It's time for one quick break here. We will be back with more things about the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival going on this weekend. Starts tonight, July 10th, through this Sunday, the 14th. It's the 13th annual, so be sure to stay tuned. Much more to come on WLEW AM 1340 Radio, the voice and the choice of the Upper Thumb. Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it, you'll eventually get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at ClarkRamsey.com. That's ClarkRamsey.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans' employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
And welcome back to What Do You Think with Craig Routson. I'm Clark Ramsey, filling in for this week, and we're talking all things maritime. The Harbor Beach Maritime Festival going on this weekend in the beautiful confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan, the eastern shoreline of the Huron County. Along with me today is Samantha Schnettler, Vice Chair of the Maritime Festival, as well as Justin Schnettler is in the studio with us as well, but he's a little shy today. We might fill us in later on some of the things he's doing. He's our tech guy, our visual guy, our artist, our designer, all of that things. And of course, they are the owner of Revolution Cafe and Business Soil in Harbor Beach. Okay, we were discussing the survey, much like when you go to Disney, when you go anywhere else. Why do you think that is the most viable thing? What makes it so great that we can have this for future events?
Well, really, that's our key to future success, and that's our key to knowing, are we successful this year? Are our guests pleased with what we're offering? Do they have ideas that we haven't thought of? It's also a way to hopefully capture some new volunteers for the future. Festivals such as this, it takes a lot, and it takes a lot of people and a lot of dedication outside of all of the sponsorship. So we're hoping that part of what this survey does for the festival is gain new interest of volunteers, people that are looking to be a part of Maritime. We are always looking for people to come help.
That's for sure. That is for sure. As for some reason, everything I'm involved with relies on extreme numbers of volunteers. I can never make it simple to do, of course. And of course, Samantha kind of has the same mindset as well, a little bit. But
absolutely,
it makes it a great festival. And we'll get to the details in that. But let's take a side note for right now, Samantha. And let's talk about one of the new events going on in Harbor Beach that we're actually all involved with as well, one way or another. I believe I did the radio ad for it, but it's the Harbor Beach Farmers Market. It's going on every Thursday, 2 to 7 p.m. Last week, we had 47-plus vendors. It was absolutely phenomenal.
It is phenomenal, and I've been blessed to be a part of the Farmers Market as well. The Harbor Beach Farmers Market is, it's fresh, it's new.
I hope it's fresh. It's a farmer's market.
Absolutely, but this is our fourth week, I believe, and we have steadily grown every week. We've had great turnouts. We've been blessed with some good weather. And you can find the Harbor Beach Farmers Market on the Murphy Lawn right downtown. It's also nice for the business owners in town. Brings people to the community for a lot of different things. There's everything from produce, crafts, goods, popcorn, you name it, we've got it.
And we're wrapping that right into the festivities. We're actually utilizing it as a strong anchor for our Thursday activities, along with the bocce tournament on Thursday. That's going on the Murphy Lawn, right on the main road in Harbor Beach. Murphy, of course, was the Governor General of the Philippines, and then went on to be Attorney General of the United States, and then Supreme Court Justice under FDR. Which, funny, I don't know, let's go into history lesson here. Frank Murphy, the reason why he was put into the Supreme Court, FDR was concerned that he would run against him and he would win the presidency. So he said, you know what, forget you, you're going to the Supreme Court for the rest of your life.
Very interesting. While we're talking about Murphy, I was honored to tour the Murphy Museum recently, which is located in Harbor Beach.
Was that your first time?
That was my first time. And the women that run the Murphy Museum do a fabulous job. I highly recommend, if you're in the Harbor Beach area, stop by the Murphy Museum and get a tour. It's well worth your time.
And that as well as the Grice House.
Oh, of course. Can't forget
event.
The Grice House.
That's right. There's two museums in town which are just absolutely spectacular. Very cool things in both. And that, of course, will be open for tours all of Maritime as well. Just stop in. Very reasonably priced, I believe.
It's donation run.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
And they also have some items in there for sale. Some nice keepsakes that are...
Very neat. But the farmer's market going on right on that lawn, the Murphy Lawn, about not even a block south of the main light in Harbor Beach, right on the main street there. Like Samantha said, it's been 4 weeks old now. It's the latest and greatest farmer's market in the area. Of course, you can't compete with Port Austin, but...
We're on track to compete with Port Austin. Give us the amount of time they've had. I see the Harbor Beach Farmers Market growing too big for the Murphy Lawn.
Increasing by 400% in 4 weeks isn't too bad. All right, back to Maritime, full-fledged here. Why don't you start talking about some new things that are going on this year? Obviously, there's always been music on the beach, and we've always had about two acts a night, starting at 8 p.m. till about midnight, 1 a.m., somewhere in there.
And that seems to be a favorite. Music draws people, music connects people, and, you know, we mentioned earlier the budget. When we looked at the option of doing something different with those dollars that are usually allotted towards a professional jet ski race, music screamed to us as one of the first things that we should focus on. And we, this year, have decided that the music aspect of the festival is going to be a large part of our focus. We have, I believe, 13 bands that are going to be playing at the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival, many of them also camping with us, so they're sticking around to also enjoy the other things that we're offering. But you'll be able to hear music Friday afternoon starting around 2 o'clock, all through the evening. Of course, Saturday all day long we have music starting as early as 10 a.m. And of course, music going up into the fireworks, which is probably a favorite of everyone that comes to the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival. They do such a great job on our fireworks. And then we have music after the fireworks. And of course, on Sunday, the crowd-pleasing dueling pianos sponsored by Ramsey Funeral Home will
also be joining
us again for Maritime.
And you know, you should really see the stage, folks, if you have not been to the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival on the east side of the Huron County. It's a true 24x30 stage. It's elevated 4 feet into the air. And then, of course, there's a large aluminum structure around it with flags and everything else. And really, this year, we're amping up the stage. We're increasing our speaker system and improving it. Last year, we had a little tangles about one stack of speakers on each side, which creates a little bit of a hot sound, which is can be a little rough on the ears if you're close. And this year we're going to two stacks of speakers on both sides, so that way we can really just utilize as much as possible for a quality sound, as well as just an enjoyable event. And on top of that, we have a few surprises up our sleeves, which might include, I can't go out and say it officially, but I might include smoke machines and lights and a roof and a whole bunch of other good stuff.
Absolutely. You'll have to come down to check it out.
It's going to be a grand time had by all. It is time for one more quick break, then we'll come back and we'll check the weather right here on WLEW AM 1340 Radio, the voice and the choice of the Upper Thumb. We are talking all things maritime right now with Samantha Schnettler, vice chair of the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival, going on this weekend, July 10th. That's today, tomorrow, Thursday, with the Farmer's Market in Bocce. Friday, we have music and a whole bunch of other stuff, as well as a kickball tournament. That's all coming up right on What Do You Think? With Greg Outson on WLEW.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly, though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie-cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
It's 10:28 and a half on AM 1340 Radio, the voice and the choice of the upper thumb. It's time to check your weather. Current conditions out there. We have 77 degrees, southwest winds at 7 to 10 miles an hour, gusting all the way up to 13. An absolutely gorgeous day out there. Visibility is wide open out there, looking out the window of weather at WLEW. Now with your professional weather update, it's meteorologist Russ Murley at Precision Weather. Russ, take it away.
Good morning. An approaching cold front will trigger a few isolated showers or thunderstorms today as it slides through late this afternoon. Once that front moves by, high pressure builds in and we should be in great shape for the next several days. Tomorrow and Friday look spectacular, seasonably cool, but with a lot of sunshine. Skies become partly sunny today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm, high 78 to 83. Winds west to northwesterly at 5 to 15 with a 30% chance of precipitation. Clearing tonight, 53 to 58. Light northwest winds at 5 to 10. Chance of precipitation, 10%. Sunshine tomorrow, upper 60s to low 70s. Northerly winds at 5 to 15. Chance of precipitation, less than 10%. Sunny skies on Friday with highs 75 to 80. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Murley.
Thank you, Russ, for that weather update. Now, Samantha, you know what? You deserve to witness this in hand. It's time to check traffic on AM 1340 Radio. Today's traffic report is being brought to you by the Men's Warehouse of Huron County. You're going to like the way you look. Al Hansen guarantees it. The 142 is zippity-doo-da, zippity-day. My, oh my, what a wonderful day out there. The middle splitter just couldn't seem to get her. A bachelorette was hitchhiking southbound, but no man seemed to meet her standards. The Big 2-5 is out of jive. A group of locals near Port Hope lost all of their albums of the Bee Gees and aren't quite sure where they are. Some believe a gang from Sherman Township may be at the root. Bad pun. Now we check in with Jason Scott in the 1340 Chopper above the highways. Jason.
Things are slow near the Kindy-Pinnebog interchange. There's a farm implement on the westbound lane of Kindy east of Pinnebog. Hipster John says a stray hay baler is causing the backup. There's hay everywhere. No sign of a needle. Jason Scott, Chopper 1340.
Thank you, Jason, for that. The postal load is light today. For some reason, no dark-colored envelopes were being used. The opposite shoulder is closed near the Brick Street Laundry because of it. And those pack of fawns today were spotted. They're also found near Grindstone. They're learning about limestone because they were taking most of it for granted. That's the check of traffic. We check traffic every hour when I'm here at 31 minutes past the hour on AM 1340 Radio, the voice and the choice of the upper thumb. Today's traffic report was brought to you by the Men's Warehouse of Huron County. You're going to like the way you look. Al Hansen guarantees it. All right, Samantha, back to all things maritime here. We were discussing, obviously, the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival takes down right at the beach, which is a beautiful thing down there. And this year, we have a brand new beach.
Absolutely. We have completely revamped the beach in Harbor Beach, and it's beautiful. I was just there last night. We have a bike path that runs right through the beach, the freshly planted grass. We've got new bathrooms, a new concessions area. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And gorgeous is an understatement. This has been a process, and I believe going on about 2.5-3 years, this all began with a grant written to the DNR and DEQ of the state of Michigan. Harbor Beach was rewarded with that grant, and since then, for those that don't know, Harbor Beach has a bike path which runs from the north end of town at the marina, and it runs basically straight north-south, and it connects 5 out of 5 parks in Harbor Beach because of the phase 4 which or phase three, excuse me, which runs from behind the visitor center, behind there, all the way down to the beach, and actually circles the whole beach, and then continues on the other side of the beach and brings it right down to basically the edge of Davison Park there.
Absolutely, and this is just another commitment that Harbor Beach has made to accessibility and to the families that visit our community that and also live there year-round. And having the bike path connected to the beach, it's amazing is an understatement. It's wonderful to be able to come down to the beach, ride your bike, be right up next to the water, and enjoy everything that our beachfront has to offer.
And really, props go out to Ron Rubel and actually the entire city of Harbor Beach between the DPW, the Parks and Recreation Department. Any type of department in Harbor Beach has been working on this project feverishly just to get it done for...
Maritime!
Maritime! And even they planted the grass, I believe, 3 weeks ago. That's how fresh it is. And somehow we have grass with is green. It might not be thick, but it is green and it's not going to be muddy. Because
certainly,
it's not going to rain. I just checked the forecast.
No, 0%
chance of rain every single day of Maritime starting today. So I really can't complain for that. And I told you back in at the game show in May, I said the 85-day forecast was just beautiful.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Farmer's Almanac was spot on. It says it never rains for the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival unless it's Sunday. But even this Sunday, was it last year?
Last year, to be honest with you, the rain was quite fun. We do have a huge tent down on the beach with vendors. And this year, we also have a stage under the tent for secondary music also going on. However, when the storm came in last year, everyone rushed underneath the tent. It was a blast. The dueling pianos kept us all laughing, having a good time. But yes, Sundays historically are known for rain at the Maritime Festival. Though this year, there's none in
our
forecast.
It's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be gorgeous. And we put in a good order for that. Been going to church. Anyway, I'm Catholic, that's right. And now, all right, speaking of the secondary stage underneath the tent, we have a large 50 by 160 tent coming. It's actually being put up right now. I just took that phone call right before the show where we went it. And this thing is huge. Underneath it, we have a lot of vendors. Zion Concession Stand always has done a spectacular job since the beginning.
They are a staple for your food options down at the Maritime Festival.
And this isn't your normal concession stand. This is a catering service that somehow has managed to set up on a beach. I mean, in the past, they've had fresh squeezed lemonade. I'm not sure if they're having that this year or not.
I do believe they are.
They are. They've had elephant ears in the past. They have desserts. They've had breakfast in the past. I think they have since retired the breakfast. But just anything, and pulled pork sandwiches they've had in the past. Sloppy Joe's, hot dogs. They've had chicken finger dinners.
Fish fry
on Sunday, which is spectacular. Nothing like good old little fish and chips on the beach, right in Harbor Beach. And it's besides that, of course, underneath we have Revolution Cafe, which you guys are involved with 100% fresh smoothies, iced coffee, iced tea, single origin coffees, local organic baked goods, and offer high quality snacks, including gluten-free.
Absolutely.
Bob's Royal Scoops will be down there with his, they say, the best homemade ice cream floats, sundaes, and more, and I will agree to that.
I would, too.
Last year, side note here with Bob's Royal Scoops, I still apologize. We had what I thought was a power shortage because we ran out of plugs. Sure enough, I was missing one. So I went and gave them the riot act saying that we'll have to unplug their power at the ice cream stand. And so if you want to see potentially 13 gallons of ice cream on hand might go melting, you can blame me. But we did not turn off their power. I solved the issue. Someone else solved it for me, in fact. And then I actually bought some ice cream from there, and it was spectacular. Also down there, we have Top Dog Concessions, now known as Bobby's on the Beach.
Yes, he's in his new home.
That's
in the
right.
Concession stand.
That was also part of the addition down at the beach, is Bobby's on the Beach. It's a concession stand, bathrooms, and an overhang in case there does happen to rain. And he has, of course, hot dogs.
Hot dogs, chips, candy.
And he was talking to me about having debuting the walking nachos this year. I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not, but basically it's a bag that he rips open the top and then you just kind of have all the nachos inside. Sounds very cleanly.
Yes.
And so that should be...
It's efficient.
I'll have to stop by and see how he goes. Because Top Dog, Bobby's on the Beach, is actually sponsoring one of our new events this year, which is the Hot Dog Eating Contest.
We are so excited for this event. The Hot Dog Eating Contest is making its debut at the Maritime Festival this year. There is still room for participants, so if you're interested, do stop by. We have a Maritime Central booth right at the front of Maritime. We have information about every single event there, and that is one place that you can sign up for the hot dog eating contest. And thanks to Bob and Top Dog Concessions for helping us out with this event.
That's right. And so he has donated about 400 buns, I believe. We have 400 dogs coming from Kogel's, only the finest for hot dog eating contest.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to enjoy it for about 3 seconds. And then, of course, we have the Kogel's Cuties coming, which are the counters behind the each contestant to make sure they are on track and so everyone knows how many hot dogs everyone is enjoying. Should be very good. We have EMTs standing by, as well as all the necessary precautions. That will be underneath the tent. But, you know, Samantha, let's start going through the whole event here. Let's go through all of our new events this year, starting with the Walk on Water Balls.
Oh, Clark, we were so privileged that this idea came to the Maritime Festival. As a matter of fact, Clark tested these out firsthand for himself yesterday.
True story. I'm still here to talk about it.
And this, you know, this was one of the things that I was referencing when I said, I don't think that this has happened in the Thumb in Huron County. This is something totally new. If you have wanted to experience walking on water, we have the event for you.
It hasn't happened in 2,000 years.
Except yesterday. I watched you do it.
You know, that makes me a blasphemist.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. No, so that is very cool. And they'll be for $10. You can walk on water for 15 minutes, which we weren't sure about the price until we tried it yesterday. And 15 minutes for $10 is a steal.
I dare someone to complete the 15 minutes. It's a lot tougher than it sounds.
It's a lot of fun, though, I will say. Samantha didn't have the courage to walk on water. She opted out. She's holding my keys and phone. But it is an absolute blast. We have four of those coming, so that'll be right at the beach. You can't miss them. They're 7 feet tall. I'm 6'3", and I could stand up with no problem underneath it, inside of it. This year, we have professional sand sculptors coming.
We do. There is a professional sand sculptor who also has a sidekick. They will be doing some sand art for us. You can find them Saturday and Sunday. Sun Wave Sand Art and Santa Claus, I believe he goes by.
Yeah, he does a vague relation to Santa Claus. I will say that.
So he'll be down there. And while talking about sand art, we also have our second annual Sandtastic Sandcastle Building Contest. This is for our younger sandcastle builders. They put on a little competition. They get in groups and build a sandcastle and win some prizes.
And coupling these two events together, the professional sand sculptors are actually going to be doing a free clinic of how to sculpt large, professional-looking...
Yes, how to build a better sandcastle. So we look forward to getting some tips and tricks from a professional.
And speaking of professionals, we have a professional street performer coming in.
We do, and this is certainly a sight to be seen. This street performer has a host of skills, everything from frisbees and boomerangs and hula hooping. You know, to sum it all up, you can't help but smile being around this guy. He's a lot of fun, a little weird, but I think you need to be that to be a good street performer. So he will be performing Friday all day, Saturday all day, Sunday all day. He does take requests. So there you have it.
Requests? How do you request a street performer?
Well, he can do things, you know, let's say he's doing something with his frisbee, and you walk up to him and say, I want to see you throw three frisbees at once and catch all three, catch one in your teeth, whatever. He is quite talented and a lot of fun, very high energy.
One thing you can register for, a new event this year, is the kickball tournament going on at the Maritime on Friday. It's still time to register on our website, themaritimefestival.com. It's a brand new website this year. That's themaritimefestival.com.
How many people do you need for a team?
You only need nine.
Nine people.
Only need nine people. And it's going on Friday. It starts roughly at noon or 1 o'clock, I believe, noon or one. Check the website. I'm in charge of it, but check the website for the exact time. And that should be a great time. It's right down at the beach. Don't need to leave the Maritime grounds. That was the one thing we worked on this year, is to kind of take the sprawl of the Maritime Festival and consolidate it down to make a Magic Kingdom feel to it. So everything's right within your walking distance. Although the whole town is walkable, I will say that.
Yes, it is.
And kickball is going on Friday. Walking water balls are going on all day. The Dow Steak Fry. This is a staple of the Maritime Festival. They had to order more steaks this year, 100 more steaks, because they ran out by 7 o'clock last year. So that is going on. It's the Dow Agro Sciences in Harbor Beach does it for their fundraiser for the Relay for Life team they have. And then, of course, the Maritime Parade. This is a old event with a new twist to it.
Absolutely. Sort of like the entire festival. This has also been tweaked a little bit. Typically, we do a pet parade where people dress up their pets and they do a little parade through town. And then we have a little award ceremony. This year, we have revamped it to include kids bikes, sort of a throwback to the olden days when you used to dress up your bike and ride it through town in the parade. That was a request by people within our community, and we're certainly going to meet that. So a new twist on an old favorite.
And it's actually open to anyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and because I plan on competing in this. This is the one event I will be partaking in, news to you. But I own a tandem bicycle.
That was my next question. Is the tandem going to make a debut?
I purchased a tandem bicycle just north of the radio station here. It's been one of the best purchases I've made in a while. And I was very pleased about this purchase. But so I decided I could sweep the competition by if I were to ride my bicycle with a child animal on the back dressed up in a costume. I could sweep the competition.
I will be there with my camera.
I might just be riding a tandem by myself, which I do typically. People look at me a little odd, but the smile they have on their face when they go by me, it's priceless. Enough about my tandem bicycle. Moving on to Saturday. Well, of course, Friday we have five musical acts, three underneath the stage, three underneath the tent, and then two on the stage with Shock the Beach. Nathan Shock, a local man who has made his way to Nashville, just performed last week in Nashville, coming back up for the Tiki Beach Party. We're kind of having a little bit of a almost a hint of cheeseburger flair, but it's more of a...
It's a little reggae, surfy. It'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. Come on out. And, of course, it's all free, the music. No entry fee, no button, nothing. Just come on down and enjoy the Maritime Festival for free. Moving to Saturday, we have musical acts starting all the way at 10 a.m. all the way till midnight with Brett Mitchell. Brett Mitchell... up-and-coming name from the west side of the state, tours the
Brett's
whole Midwest.
Brett's actually from Midland, and he won an award this year for the Mid-Michigan, I believe it was Review Magazine, awarded him Artist of the Year.
There you go. And he'll be performing, headlining Saturday night at the Maritime Festival from, looks like, 8:30 to midnight, with a break for the fireworks in between. And, of course, musical acts between that. I mean, we have every genre of music coming. We have classic rock. We have original rock. We have indie rock. We have...
Jazz fusion.
Jazz fusion. I was just going to get to that. It's Splice is their name. I'm very excited for this. Saturday at 5 p.m. underneath the tent.
And these are highly skilled musicians. They all graduated from Central Michigan University with degrees in music. So they are really excited to come. They just released their first album. You'll have to look them
up. Which I purchased on iTunes, in fact. I liked it so much. They'll be performing underneath the tent, and simultaneously on the stage will be Banana Convention, one of the hottest bands in Detroit.
Absolutely. We had hoped to get them last year, had a little conflict in scheduling, and luckily we were able to grab them this year. Speaking of Banana Convention, they do have a drink named after them available from Revolution Cafe during the festival.
Self-promotion day here.
Absolutely.
At WAW. A few other events besides music going on Saturday underneath the tent. We have the gymnastics team from Zion Lutheran School coming. They performed last year. These little girls are awesome.
They are so much fun. They have so much energy. And, you know, that's something that we don't get to see every day.
It was so much fun.
Truly enjoy them.
That was a lot of fun. And they're playing, they just told me their song. I need to get the two songs from Carly Rae Jepsen. Owl City, Good Time.
Okay.
And I can't remember the other song. But it's going to be a great show. And that is the precursor to... perhaps the largest event of Maritime, which, when you think of it, you wouldn't think so, but it's the Frog Jumping Contest. Last year, we had 93 entries for this Frog Jumping Contest. So they have a frog, you set it down on the X, and it jumps three times, and you measure it. Simple concept, but my oh my, it is a good time. It goes on for about an hour and 15 minutes, and you would think you would get sick of watching frogs jump, but for some reason, there's just something about having to jump out of your seat when the frog gets loose, and it's just comedy the entire time. Something always goes wrong, and it's going to be a great time again this year.
Absolutely. This event always brings a crowd, high energy from the crowd. Everyone enjoys it. And this is another great event for children and families to participate in.
And then right after that, of course, is the Hot Dog Eating Contest, brought to you by Bobby's on the Beach.
There you go.
And, of course, all of the other events. We have the sand sculpting going on Saturday on the beach. We have the walk-on water balls all day. The inflatables are back in town. The large, large inflatables will be down right next to the tent. They've been kind of in a distant exile, Egypt, over there. Bad reference right now. But I was going biblical Egypt. Moses, thank you very much. That's
nice
the
job,
thank
Clark.
You, thank you. Now it's an, now it's a true Clark Ramsey program here. I go a little bit too beyond. And then, of course, the inflatables, they're there. The 5K run, there's still time to register. I believe that the Harbor Beach Community Hospital puts this on. It is a great 5K. We have over 250 entries so far. Last year, we had just over 300, but let's beat that number. We will. I have faith. And that's going on, of course, Saturday bright and early at 8 a.m. And that has a little bit of a different day, different pattern this year. They start at the American Legion Hall down at, near the beach. They go all the way through town following the bike path onto the break wall of Harbor Beach, and then they turn around, they come back down the bike path, and then they're going to finish right down at the beach on the new bike path. And I have a few surprises at the finish line as well, so.
Clark's always got some surprises.
So that'll be a good time. There's a beach volleyball tournament going on Saturday. It's still time to register for that at themaritimefestival.com. That has been going on for a long time, right on the beach. Awesome. I mean, you're literally about 40 feet from the water. Now, last year we had 16 teams, mm-hmm. I believe.
16 teams.
This year should be just as good. Soggy Bottom Boat Race. This should be a good time.
Is this our second
This
soggy
is our
bottom?
Third.
Third Soggy Bottom.
Yes. I'm not building a boat this year, unfortunately. Time has not allowed me to. But in the past, you see a lot of great events. If you ever went to the boat race in Caseville, it's much the same. Except this time, you don't need to stand in the water to watch it because we race right along the Trescott Street Pier the whole way through. And you get to watch it from just feet away. You have an aerial view of it, and something's bound to go wrong when you put cardboard in water.
Sure, and some of our teachers also took this on and tasked their students with making boats, so we should have a spectacular show this year.
Saturday morning, right after the 5K finishes, we're having Zumba on the Beach. I just talked to them last night. They are excited. Holy cow, are they excited for Zumba on the Beach. It just like it sounds. You're doing Zumba on the beach.
Zumba's all the rave these days. Bring it to Maritime.
We're going to do it on the beach. That's how we do it on the beach. And, of course, there's rumor there's a tug-of-war contest, which should be happening. We do day of registration for that, so it's always up in the air. But we'll be doing tug-of-war this year. Then, of course, it was always on Friday before, but now we have it on Saturday as one of a pinnacle events. It's the H&R Block Invitational. It's a local jet ski race, time trial event. We can still register for it, and it is a team of four.
Anyone can participate. You don't have to be local to the Thumb. Sign up. Come race.
$25 a person for a team of four, so $100 for a team gets you out there. We have brand new jet skis coming down from Ray Seas in Lapeer, Michigan, being picked up today, I believe. I believe May 1 be already picked up, all right, but I believe some very fortunate people we have in Harbor Beach. And that's going on all day, starting at noon on Saturday. Last I checked, we have 19 teams registered for that, so that's ups from last year, so that's great. One cool thing, only found in Harbor Beach, is the Chalk Art Walk Contest. It's basically you get a 6'6" square on the sidewalk, well actually right in the middle of the road now, and you get to draw whatever you want with chalk.
Absolutely, and this is a contest. It's voted on by festival goers, so as you are enjoying the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival, be sure to stop by, walk through the Chalk Art Contest, and vote for your favorite.
It's time for one more quick break on AM1340 Radio's presentation of What Do You Think? On WLEW. I'm Clark Ramsey, Samantha Schnettler here, talking all things maritime. We'll be back in about a minute to talk more things maritime. We'll finish up Saturday and talk about Sunday right here on 1340 Radio.
Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future. I'm Clark Ramsey, and I approve this message.
And of course, today's presentation of What Do You Think on AM 1340 Radio is brought to you by the Clark Ramsey Agency of Farm Bureau Insurance. Give him a call today at 989-375-4598. But wait about a half hour. I'm not in the office right now. We're talking all things maritime with Samantha Schnettler. I'm Clark Ramsey on things about the Maritime Festival starting tonight, in fact, at the Smalley's Bar and Grill for the Maritime Kickoff Party. I believe some specials are going on. We're about three quarters of the way through Saturday's events. We have a craft show right on the Murphy Lawn, which will be taking the place of the Farmers Festival or Farmers Market on Thursday.
Absolutely. There'll be a craft show down there. Lots of different vendors, lots of different things to choose from.
And we have, I just got word that we have more vendors this year at the craft show than ever before.
Very nice.
And of course, Lighthouse Tour is going on in from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That takes place from the marina, and that go out on a lighthouse tour for a charge, I believe $20, $25, somewhere in there. But it is a historic lighthouse built in 1885, just a very, very cool lighthouse, and the only way to access it is via boat. Moving to Sunday, of course, well, hold on, I forgot. We have the fireworks. Saturday night.
The fireworks.
The greatest fireworks show in Harbor Beach of all year. No, I will say it's a very, very good fireworks show, especially with after the 4th, the cost of fireworks go down very much. We have the Bay City Fireworks people coming to Harbor Beach to put it on for us. They love the spot. They're shot over the harbor. Beautiful venue. Just a spectacle in the sky.
Plenty of space for everyone. It's a great, great fireworks show. We love it.
Especially with a half-mile beach that's just open to anyone, along with the Trescott Street Pier. A lot of viewing places. You can see them nearly everywhere through the town, but the beach is obviously the best. Just hear that boom roll across the water, because you're literally watching the fireworks from across the water. So it's very cool. It's better than the Detroit fireworks.
Haven't seen the Detroit fireworks.
As far as safety goes. All right, moving to Sunday. We have Sunday morning, the ecumenical service and music to follow. It's, like you just said, it's an ecumenical service right underneath the tent, free for all to come to join in some singing and praising and everything else. And then following that is the Zion Fish Fry, followed by dueling pianos, a crowd favorite.
And absolutely. And we can't forget the Knights of Columbus car show is also on Sunday.
That's right.
And I do believe that this is the longest running car show?
Yes, longest active running car show in the state of Michigan.
So they have quite the history there. Lots of cars showing up. They will be on the Murphy Lawn.
And of course, street performer walking water balls. The sand sculptor is still going to be there. The craft show is still going on. And just a great time had by all the entire Maritime Festival. I'm very excited. I can't wait for it to begin because it's so exciting. All the new things we have this year. Never in the history, except for the first year, we've had so many new events in one Maritime Festival.
Absolutely. And even the old events, so many of them have been tweaked and revamped to honor current requests, current times. Let's also not forget that we do have a raffle. Beach Maritime Raffle.
It's a very large event. The first prize goes home with a minimum of $5,000. Buy a ticket for a mere $5, and you enter a chance for $5,000. Second place goes home with, I think, $2,000. And how it works is once we hit our minimum, it starts to exceed from that. So you could be, last year, I believe, we gave close to $5,800.
Mm-hmm. It was almost $6,000.
Almost $6,000. So for a mere $5, they'll be available right at Maritime Central. Samantha, last words.
I'll see you Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
All right. I'll see you later today, actually. So for the Maritime Festival, that's Samantha Schnettler, Vice Chair. Thank you for joining us today on the show. Today's presentation of What Do You Think was brought to you by the Clark Ramsey Agency of Farm Bureau Insurance. When your family and future means the most, give Clark Ramsey a call. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on What Do You Think? Little Marty Robbins to wrap up your 10 o'clock hour. It's a white sport coat. That's wearing one last night, in fact.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. A white sport coat
go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat, and a pink carnation. Me you'd go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue
Good old Marty Robbins on AM 1340 Radio. This is AM 1340. We're broadcasting from Bad Axe, Michigan. You're tuned to WLEW, where it's time for a look at our 11 o'clock news updates.